Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Tevuyot, quickly coming to the end of Shas, right? We are in Perek Beis Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Chavish Hashaka L'soch Bor Shel Yayin. Let's say I have a barrel, and the barrel is filled with wine, that is truma wine, and I stick it inside a greater cistern, or a greater pit, that has wine of chulin. V'naga bol tvuyom. And the tvuyom now touches. Now, min asaf of alifnim, if he sticks his hand all the way in, that he goes inside the airspace of the barrel, which is inside the pit, right? So chibur, we assume that there's an attachment over there, and that the wine inside the barrel, the truma wine, is going to assume to be tamei. But if he never goes inside the barrel, ain't no chibur, it's not going to be an attachment. So the Mefarshim are quick over here to point out that even if the amount of truma wine in the barrel didn't reach to the top of the barrel and his hand went within that range, it's still going to be a problem for the situation if the tefuyom reaches inside. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, afilu al gaba rum koma, even if the wine level of the pit above the barrel is equal to the height of a person, right? A lot of space on top. Naga connected pia, but if he touches the space directly above the wine, above the truma wine barrel, right? It's still considered chibur. It's still considered attached. Then we're going to assume that the wine went inside and went in that situation. And it's the wine came up from the barrel up in the straight column, and so therefore that's going to create the chibur, the attachment that's going to create a difficulty. The Mishnah continues, Chavish and Nikva. What if I have a barrel of wine that has a hole in it? Bein mi pia, bein mi shula, bein mi tzida. It doesn't matter whether the hole is on the top, the bottom, or on the side. V'naga ba tfuyom, and the tfuyom touches it there. So Tamei, we're going to assume that the wine, even inside the barrel, is going to be tamei. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mi pia mi shula tamei." If the hole is on the top or the bottom, when he touches it, it's going to be tamei, since all the wine underneath becomes a base for the one on the top, so it becomes a chibur, it becomes an attachment. However, minat stada mikano lakan, but if the hole's on the side of the barrel and it's just flowing out of the side, so then tahora, the wine inside the barrel will be okay. The only thing that becomes puzzle is the part of the wine that's pouring out, and that can become batal in 101. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this situation. What if I'm pouring a liquid from one vessel to another vessel? And as I'm pouring it, the tefuyom comes through and he touches the spigot. He touches the stream of liquid that's flowing through. So miyeshbo, if there is in the receptacle that receives the liquid more than 101 times the amount that the tefuyom touched, yala be'achad umeya, it can come ahead and annul and create a bittul situation. Bittul for truma is achad umeya, and so in this situation, it would be able to be mevatel. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.